The head of the Pentagon has warned the Syrian government against using chemical weapons.
It would be very unwise for them to use weaponized gas, and I think President Trump made that very clear early in his administration.
Speaking to reporters traveling with him on a trip to Oman, Mattis admitted that he has no evidence to back up his statements. The Pentagon chief says there are many reports about chlorine use or symptoms that could be a result of the gas. Syria's deputy foreign minister has denied charges that government forces use toxic arms in their operation against terrorist groups in the Damascus countryside. Faisal Maghdad says terrorists in eastern Ghouta are preparing to fabricate more such attacks to blame the Syrian army. On that note, we have talked to activist and political commentator Mimi Al-Laham about the U.S. accusing the Syrian army of using chemical weapons. Well, she says that the allegations provide a pretext for military action against Syria.
This is just basically the repetition of the Iraq war. And this is very predictable because these statements from the U.S. and NATO countries about, you know, threats against using chemical weapons, as well as intelligence reports that there might be a false flag chemical weapons attack, always seem to happen before any UN Security Council meeting on the topic of Syria. So in actual fact, this was already predicted by many people weeks ago because of the known fact that there's going to be this Security Council meeting. And Russia a few days ago said that it received intelligence that there's going to be rebels committing another fake chemical attack. The West does admit that the rebels possess chemical weapons. I mean, the West says that ISIS used them against Kurdish and Iraqi forces. And of course, the very first chemical attack, a major chemical attack that happened in Syria, was against government forces in a government-held area where Syrian soldiers were actually killed. The Syrian government requested the OPCW to come in and investigate that attack. And on the day of their arrival, which was actually a few months later, they, of course, that day was the chemical attack in Damascus, quite conveniently for those who want intervention in Syria. Of course, you know, there's been many instances and evidence that the rebels possess these weapons. So the reason that they want to pin this specifically on the Syrian government is, of course, because the U.S. is supporting al-Qaeda in Syria, and this is part of their regime change agenda.